إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، I welcome all of you and continue reading the explanation of the Fawli Hadith من المنحة الربانية في شرح الأربعين النووية. From the Fawli Hadith, the explanation of Fawli Hadith. The Fawli Hadith compiled by Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, the explanation of our noble Shaykh, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى. From his book, Al-Minha al-Rabbaniya, tonight inshaAllah ta'ala, we're going to start the hadith number 35. Al-Hadith al-Khamis wa-Thalathun. The hadith number 35. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحاسدوا ولا تناجشوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا ولا يبيع بعضكم على بيع بعض وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يخذله ولا يكذبه ولا يحقره التقوى ها هنا ويشير إلى صدره ثلاث مرات بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه رواه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not have hasad, do not envy one another, do not inflate prices one to another, do not hate one another, do not turn away from one another, and do not undercut one another, but be you, O servants of Allah, brothers. A Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. He neither oppresses him, nor does he fail him. He neither lies to him, nor does he hold him in contempt. Piety is right here, and he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, pointed to his breast three times. His chest three times. It is evil enough for a man to hold his brother Muslim in contempt. The whole of a Muslim for another Muslim is sacred. His blood, his property, and his honor. It's recorded by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, Hadith number 2564. قال الشيخ الوالد العلامة بقية السلف الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. قال هذا حديث جامع للأخلاق التي تكون بين المسلمين. هذا حديث جامع للأخلاق التي تكون بين المسلمين. In the explanation of this hadith, our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Salih Al-Fawzan حفظه الله said, this hadith comprised the good manners that should be displayed between the Muslims. This hadith comprised the excellent manners and morals that should be displayed among the Muslims. فإن الإسلام جاء بالحث على التآخي في الله عز وجل. وأن يكون المسلمون كالجسد الواحد وكالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا. It's because Islam incites us to be brothers one to another. And we should love one another for the sake of Allah. And that the Muslims should be like one body. Like one body, as he comes in another hadith. That the Muslims should be like one body. They should be like one structure. That each part of it holds firm the other. ولذلك نهى عن كل ما يكدر هذا المقصود وما يزيله أو ينقصه من الأخلاق السيئة. For this reason you find that Islam has made many things prohibited for us. Anything that will tamper with the brotherhood, with this structure, and its strength and safety, then or whether to bring it down or to decrease it or weaken it, make it weak, you find Islam command us to stay away from all of those evil and despicable manners. قال وفي هذا الحديث يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحاسدوا. Now the Sheikh is going to start after this introduction. Now the Sheikh is going to explain word for word the word of this hadith. He says in this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا تحاسدوا. Do not have hasad. لماذا؟ قال لأن الحسد هو أكبر ما يفرق بين المسلمين فهو أخطر الآفات الاجتماعية. He says because hasad, it is considered the thing that most brings about chaos and division among the Muslims. Hasad. أي نعم the hasad. 35. The hasad is considered from the deadly diseases. Actually, he says the most dangerous epidemics and diseases and plagues that are very dangerous for the Muslim society. So what is the hasad? ما معنى هذا الحسد بهذا الخطر, this disease, this very dangerous plague and disease? What is it? Al-hasad that split the ranks of the Muslims and divide them. Al-hasad معناه كما في لسان العرب ومختار الصحاح تمني زوال النعمة عن المحسود. تمني زوال النعمة عن المحسود سواء أرادها أن تكون له أو أن تزول ولا تكون لأحد. The Sheikh says al-hasad, what is its definition? Is when a person wishes that a favor or a bounty of Allah be removed from such and such a person. A person sees that Allah has bestowed a blessing upon one of his servants, and you find another person, Muslim, he wished that that person don't enjoy that bounty of Allah. Okay? Or, he said he wished that that bounty is removed from that person who Allah has bestowed upon, whether he wants it for himself or he don't want it for no one. Because some people, the hasad, al-hasid, he sees someone, for example, has a bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them, and they have this hasad and wish that Allah take it away from them and give it to him. You see? Or he just simply, he don't want it, but he just don't want it, his brother. He doesn't make him happy. Some people like that. When they see someone enjoying the favors of Allah, they don't like it. And they start hating that person just because he's stronger than them, or taller than them, or when he knows more, when he's more beloved, that other people respect him and love him. Or mashallah, Allah bestows upon him some money, or he has more children, or the like. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned hadith. He says, as in the hadith, إِيَّاكُمُ الْحَسَدْ فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارَ الْحَطَبَ وَالْعُشُبْ. Then he mentioned this hadith, be aware of hasad. For indeed hasad eats up and consume the good deeds the same way the fire consumes the wood or al-ushub, which is a field like straws and the like. This hadith, by the way, that is collected by Imam Abu Dawood in his Sunan, is hadith da'if. Imam al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned this hadith in Sunan Abi Dawood to be a weak hadith, da'if. Be aware of hasad, because hasad consumes good deeds the same way the fire consumes wood. So this hadith is weak, da'if. Also, you can look at the as-silsila al-da'ifa of Imam al-Albani under the hadith number 1902. على أي يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله والحسد قد يحمل على الكفر. Now the Sheikh is going to bring the evils of hasad, the many evil consequences of hasad. So to know that is extremely dangerous. May Allah clean our hearts and protect us from hasad. Now he's going to give us an examples of how dangerous hasad is, because it leads certain people to one of these things that he mentioned. He says, because hasad may lead a person to kufr. See? Hasad may lead to disbelief. And he gave an example. كما حمل إبليس على الكفر. إبليس على الكفر حينما حسد آدم عليه السلام. See? An example of إبليس, شيطان. He disbelieved because of حسد, because of jealousy. He's been jealous of who? آدم عليه السلام. He said, I'm better than him. See? So the hasad, he says, leads shaitan, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, to disbelief. وَكَمَا حَمَلَ الْيَهُودِ عَلَى الْكُفْرِ بِمُحَمَّدْ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Another example, the Jews. They disbelieve in the message of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ out of jealousy and envy. Because they were jealous. Hasad. كما قال تعالى, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 109, وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا. ماذا؟ حَسَدًا. كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. Many of the people of the scripture, Jews and Christians, wish that if they could turn you away as disbelievers after you have believed. Why? Out of envy from their own selves. See? Out of hasad. That's why. Out of hasad, even after the truth, we hear the meaning that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, has become manifest unto them. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله حملهم الحسد على الكفر به صلى الله عليه وسلم وهم يعرفون ويعلمون أنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول تبين لهم الحق فهم لم يكفروا به عن جهل وإنما كفروا به عن علم بأنه هو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأنهم حسدوه. So the Shaykh Salih حفظه الله, he mentioned, he explains, he says, what made the people of scripture to disbelieve in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and deny him is hasad. See? Jealousy. Hasad. because they knew he's the messenger of Allah. Actually, they were boasting to the pagans, we're waiting for a messenger. And they were boasting, you know, they were like, just wait, guys, the messenger is coming soon. Okay? But when he was from the Arabs and was not from their tribes, they deny him just because of that. Hasadan. Hasad. Not because he is not, he is the messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They give his descriptions and everything. But out of hasad. Not out of ignorance because they don't know this man. No, they know him. They were given, they know his qualities and characteristics and his signs. But then they disbelieve in him out of hasad wal iyad billah. Another example. How many examples the Shaykh he mentioned of evil consequences of hasad? Number one, what?
Iblis.
Kufr. Huh? Which is the example of Iblis. Number two is the example of who? Ahlul Kitab. Here's another example. قال وقد يحمل الحسد على قتل النفس التي حرم الله. Naam, this hasad may lead a person to kill an innocent person that Allah has made haram. Naam, hasad, a person may kill an innocent person out of hasad. What do you think the Shaykh is going to give an example? Huh? Abdurrahim, the son of Adam. Naam? Naam? Allah? أين أحسنتم كما قتل أحد بني آدم أخاه. شفت؟ As one of the two sons of Adam kill who? His own brother. He killed his own brother. And the story is in the Quran, by the way. لماذا قال حسده على أن تقبل الله منه ولم يتقبل من القاتل. He envy him and have this hasad because Allah has accepted from his brother and he did not accept from him. قال لا أقتلنك. See? فحمله الحسد على قتل أخيه وقطيعة الرحم. See? Hasad led him to kill his brother and cut the ties of kinship. Hasad is serious, ya khwan. Sometimes they don't like people and lie against them and spread rumors. It's because of hasad. For nothing else. Al-Mahsud, the one who's been envied, okay? He never done nothing wrong to the other person. Nothing. Simply because Allah has bestowed upon him a ni'mah. But another person, he didn't want that ni'mah. Instead, as the Shaykh is going to give us what is the proper way to deal with this, is to say, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma barik lahu. Allahumma barik lahu fi ilmihi, fi malihi, fi ahlihi, fi waladihi. And then ask Allah what he wants too. Allah who gave it can give it to you. And Allah gives to whom he will. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa al-adl. Ayna. ثم قال وقد يحمل الحسد على التنافر بين المسلمين وبغض بعضهم لبعض. نعم إذا الحسد may lead the Muslims to hate one another and to split their ranks. نعم حسد because of حسد communities are divided, going through turmoil because of the حسد. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله فالحسد آفة خطيرة. So therefore حسد is an evil disease and a plague, is an epidemic, is an evil disease and a plague, this حسد. أي نعم. قال فإذا رأيت على أخيك نعمة فإنك تدعو له بالبركة وتطلب من الله أن يعطيك مثلها أو أحسن منها. He said, now, here is the proper thing to do. If you see that your brother enjoy a favor from the favors of Allah. Enjoy a bounty from the bounties of Allah that you like. You like it. First of all, ask Allah the barakah for that, for your brother. You see? You ask Allah to put barakah in whatever He has given to your brother, whatever He has bestowed upon your Muslim brother, and ask Allah, ya akhi, to give you like it or better than it. You see? Don't say, oh Allah, take it away from him. And then you hate him whenever he came next to you with that nice car. May Allah put it in the fire. May Allah make it stolen. And why? That may lead him even to actions, as the ulama they mentioned. He may say, oh, scratch that car. And why? Be happy for your brother. Say, alhamdulillah, ya akhi. I'm happy for you now. You're driving this nice car. Allahumma barik, Allahumma barik, Allahumma barik laka fiha. Make dua for your brother. May Allah put barakah in this car. Okay? A business. Some people hear a brother open a business. Ah, yeah, he's opening a business. Only where he get money from. He ain't never gonna success. Why? Why you come this attitude like this? Why? Be happy. That's your brother. Alhamdulillah. If his business do good, he's going to spend on the orphans, on the needy. He's going to maybe spend on other good things. Open job for others. Now you just want to wish that his business go down next week. Why? Oh, be happy. And ask Allah, the Shaykh says, and ask Allah to give you like that or better. Ayna'am. قَالَ وَلِذَلِكَ جَاءَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ لَا حَسَدَ إِلَّا فِتْنَتَيْنِ رجل آتاه الله مالا فسلط على هلكته في الحق ورجل آتاه الله الحكمة فهو يقضي بها ويعلمها أي رجل آتاه الله علما فهو يعلمه للناس ورجل آتاه الله مالا فهو يتصدق منه يراه أخوه المؤمن فيتمنى أن يكون مثله ليعمل مثل عمله قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فهما في الأجر سواء. وهذه تسمى الغبطة، تغبط أخاك، لا تحسده. The Sheikh says, حسد is permissible in two cases. And even with that, it is called غبطة, not حسد. Because the Prophet ﷺ said there is no حسد. حسد is not something that the Muslims should have within themselves as good manners, except in two cases. When you see that Allah has given a person wealth and that person is spending that wealth in good, in venues of good, building masajid, mashallah, taking care of the orphans and the needy, people going through hardship, mashallah, he's building bridges, digging out wells, making sure there is roads and the like, paying the bills of those who cannot pay bills and all this. And then, yes, you can say, I wish if I have his money. Okay? And the like. So that you can do the same thing. Or someone whom Allah has bestowed upon them understanding, knowledge with understanding, and they have hikmah and wisdom and knowledge, Allah give them beneficial knowledge, and you say, you envy them for that. Why? Because then they use that knowledge to teach others, to spread the haq, to call to tawheed, to the proper aqidah, to warn against shirk, they call to sunnah, warn against bid'ah innovations, and people are learning, alhamdulillah, their deen properly. Now you envy that person. Because you says, as the Shaykh says, if I have his same knowledge, I will do the same thing too. I will be giving classes. I will be going here to this masjid and teach, alhamdulillah. I will command good, forbid evil and the like. You see? The Prophet ﷺ says, they will share the same reward. Allahu Akbar. Here is a person, broke, got no money. Look at the intention, it's very good, ya akhwan. Aina? And he see another person that Allah has bestowed upon them wealth. And that person, he's using that wealth properly. Spending good on himself, taking care of his family, his parents, his community. Everybody is happy with this man, mashallah. Those who have debts, he helped them to pay their debts. People are struggling, he helped them to the best of his ability, and the like. So this person is like, if I had his money, I would do the same. Allah will reward him for that. But keep in mind, the hadith also says, it worked the other way around. If a person has money, but he's using it in haram, parties and a'udhu billah, all this evil, and another person broke, got nothing. But he's like, man, if he has the same money, he go everywhere. He's going to tell the man, you don't know much, man. A'udhu billah, he share with him in that evil. He didn't do nothing. He says, so you have to have good intentions. قال والغبطة تمني أن يعطيك الله مثل ما أعطى الله أخاك لتعمل مثل عمله من الخير فهذا ليس حسدا وإنما هو غبطة وهذا محمود لأنه يدل على محبة الخير. He said the غبطة is not حسد. What is the غبطة? That when you see a ni'ma, somebody, one of the Muslims, have this ni'ma and they're using it properly to get closer to Allah, and he said, I wish if I have what they have so I can do what they don't. So this is ghibta. That you ask and you wish that Allah give you, tatamanna, you wish that Allah give you what He gave to that person so that you can act upon good as that person is doing. And this is not hasad, the Shaykh says. And this is something praiseworthy. Why? Because it's a sign that a sign of good, that you want good. Ayna. Thumma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa la tanajashu. Now the Shaykh is going to explain the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he says, wa la tanajashu. What is an-najsh? An-najsh هو استثارة الشيء كما في لسان العرب. والنجس في البيع الزيادة في ثمن السلعة. وتناجش تفاعل من النجش وهو أن يزيد الرجل ثمن السلعة وهو لا يريد شراءها ولكن ليسمعه غيره فيزيد بزيادته فهذا محرم بدلالة هذا الحديث. The Prophet ﷺ, when he says la, this la is an-nahiyya. Okay, do not have hasad. Now he says, number two, do not have an-najsh. What is an-najsh? Well, what is a word closer to this, an-najsh? And I hope you don't give me the word that may... Now, what is a najsh, you know? Here, the Shaykh is going to explain it, and that's why we're in this class, and we need in these classes. Tayyib, a najsh is to... It has something to do with the price. And especially raising the price. Okay? Raising the price of a certain product. Whether it be a car or whether it be...
Price gouging.
Huh?
Price gouging.
Price who?
Price gouging.
Gouging. That need to be explained too. Huh?
Nafs
al-shay. Nafs al-ma'na. To you, not to me. I'm still waiting for the explanation. Gouging, huh? That's good. That's what the Shaykh is talking about. Now, so the Shaykh, he says, first of all, it has to do with a price, rising the price. But for what reason? That's what makes it a difference. That's what makes it haram. What is the intent behind it? The Shaykh gives an example. Here is a person selling, for example, a car. Alright? And then a person really wants to buy a car because he's looking for a car. And then the man says, how much? He says, I don't know, man, it's my first time. For instance, sit in a car, but they, I don't know. What do you think? The brother says, Akhi, I'm going to be fair with you. I did my homework. I've been looking around. Cars like this usually go 4,500. You know, he's okay with you? Here's another guy came there, standing there. He's like, I give you 5,000, brother. You see? I give you 5,000. All right? But this man, the second man, he has no intention to buy the car. Why he's doing this? Why he's doing this? Why he's doing this? To make the price what? Go up for who? For the buyer. Who is what? Who is he? He's Muslim, brother. Not talking about Muslims. So he just came, and usually the seller, he usually have somebody like, come here, man, just... And that's a lie. Because whenever the person say, all right, Akhi, I give you 5,000, he said, 5? Actually, I'm giving you 53, Akhi. My brother, man, you're a nice guy, I'll give you 53. And then, he don't want to, he just keep raising the price, so the other person say, okay, 55 is okay. وهذا محرم. This is haram. You can't do this. Because this is cheating. And this is deception. This is deception. والعياذ بالله. Because of this hadith. قال أما إن كان يزيد في السلعة من أجل أن يشتريها فلا مانع. فقد فعله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, but if a person, for example, he's rising the price because he wants to buy, it's no problem. What they call it? Huh? Like an auction. There is more than one buyer. This guy says, I give you 3,000. This guy says, I give you 3,100. Then another guy over there says, I give you 3,150. Then the first one who gives 31 is like, okay. If he wants it, he said, okay, I give you 3,200. Right? Because they want to buy it. Or if it's not within his reach, he's like, okay, you can have it now. That's it. That's my limit. So the Shaykh said, but if a person really have good intention to buy a product and he raise the price so that he may get it for himself, it's okay. It's okay, no problem. But of course, you can understand this, okay? This is before any contract is in no deal. They didn't get to deal. It's not like someone already bought a car. Okay? He bought a car and he still have it. And the man said to him, okay, how much? 3,500. 3,500. Good. Huh? And then another person hear about it the next day and he wants it and he go to the man and says, I give you 4,000. Listen, I can't do that. Because we have another hadith, it's in here. We're going to get to that point later on. You know, that's. قال أما أنه يزيد فيها وهو لا يريد شراءها وإنما يريد أن يرفع قيمتها لكونه شريك للبائع. أو صديقا له أو ما أشبه ذلك فهذا نجس محرم. هذا معنى قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تنجسوا. He said, but as for someone, he's just standing there, he has no intention to buy that product, but he just raising the price because he's a friend of the seller, or he may have a percentage. He may, look, if the more you go up, I give you commission or something. This is not permissible, the Shaykh says. Because he's rising the price and he's harming his Muslim brother. He says this is najs and this is haram. Some people, they've been like the Shaykh said, sharika lil ba'i, they be partners. You see? Two partners in the same product, but one of them, but the one who come to buy, they don't tell him, look, we're two partners in here, but look, I'm the one who's going to deal with you. But even though he's my partner, Just in case if he says something that is my partner, that's okay. But they don't tell him that they're partners. They are partners, but one of them come as what? As a buyer too. And that's deception. And he keep raising the price so they can get more. And sometimes people, when they deal with stuff like this, Allah exposed them, because he, later on, he may forget. And come after a couple of weeks, says, car running good, huh? He says, well, how you know? Hey, that was mine. It's yours? Yeah, me and a brother, we had it. What do you mean? But you were there raising the price. Was I? See, they forget. And that bring what now? If somebody do you like that, how you feel? Huh? You feel free. Subhanallah. We're not like in a level of the Sahaba, we're going to let him go. Now we're going to take a stand right wrong. And some people may even do something bad and this. That's why these things are haram. We don't play games like this. Aina. To protect and preserve the brotherhood. Aina. But certain people, because subhanAllah, they don't know. See, that's why the importance of seeking knowledge. Ignorant people, they do whatever they want to do. Ignorant Muslims, they even imitate the kuffar. They see it on whatever and they want to do it. You see? And they cause a lot of problems. They cause a lot of problems. Because they have no clue what they're doing is haram. They just think some people just want to make some money. How? Doesn't matter to them. Anyway, as much, because to them 3,500 is better than 3,000. Ya akhi, 3,000 halal is better than 3 million haram, man. What are you talking about? But some people, they don't care about how they go by the business or transaction, as long as they get a little bit more. No, we Muslims, ya akhi. We want, transactions are halal, but we're going to do what's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh, he says, if you really want that product, yes. As long as there is no sale, no final sale, yes, you can still say, okay, I can give this. But if there is a final sale, as the Shaykh says, no, you don't do that in Islam. He said, no, if you really desire the product, yes, you can say, I can give this. But if you don't desire the product, leave it alone. Leave it alone. قال وقوله ولا تباغضوا. Now the Shaykh is going to explain the statement of the Prophet ﷺ when he say ولا تباغضوا, and do not hate one another. Do not have this بغض. قال البغض في القلب وهو الكراهية. Hatred, and its place is in the heart. والمطلوب العكس وهو المحبة بين المسلمين فيحب بعضهم بعضا. He said, what is recommended is the opposite. That the Muslims should love one another for the sake of Allah. Regardless of their colors or their race or what country they come from, you love your Muslim brothers. You love them for the sake of Allah. Of course, unless the ulama, he says, until you see, they make you see from them that which you will hate them for that. You don't hate them because he's black or he's white, or he's an Arab or non-Arab. You don't hate for that. Okay? No, you hate people because they are upon evil. That's wala wal bara. They doing evil and advise them, and they don't. That's why you take a stance against them, because of the evil they doing, not because of their color. Now you find certain people, they don't understand this principle. They just hate a person because he's not one of them, they say. He's not one of us. What do you mean? Is he a Jew, Christian, or agnostic, atheist, Buddhist? Who is he? Mormon? Oh, he's a... And then they give you some silly thing. He's from this country or the other, or from this corner of the town. Even sometimes between the same race, same color, they hate each other just because he's from North Town, he's from the side, South Side. But if someone was affected by that disease, now you're Muslim, you don't use the medicine, man. Use the medicine. Clean yourself. Kenya is the same thing. Days of ignorance are supposed to be over and gone. Because you have Islam now. Says that still going to look at person, he's not one of us. No, everybody is Muslim, alhamdulillah, that's your brother. You're supposed to love them. And you may hate certain people because of their actions, not because of their colors or their race. Because of their evil actions. But if they repent, then you love them again. Right or wrong? See how Islam is beautiful? But if you hate someone because of his country, you know, they're going to change? He's from that country. I don't want to mention no countries because I don't know what it's like. Oh, yes, he's talking about. And, alhamdulillah. May Allah protect my tongue. I don't want to mention no color and no country. And even if I mention any color or country, please forgive me. That's just a mistake of my tongue, okay? So no, you don't hate. You hate people because of their evil actions. They want to do it their way. They follow their lusts, their desires, instead to follow the haqq they've been hearing. You hate them and you hate their actions. But if that same person repent to Allah and become righteous, what you do? You love them. As the ulama, they mentioned. You love the Muslim according to their actions. How? The more they are obedient to Allah, the more you love them. You increase that love. And the same thing that Muslim, the more they are wicked and do evil, you hate them because of that. Aina. Aina. Likewise, as he mentioned, that you have to use moderation. We're talking about moderation in the class of yesterday. You gotta do everything upon moderation. You don't love a person because of material things. You know what I'm saying? Because you may have to hate him another day. So be in moderation. When you love, upon moderation. When you hate, upon moderation. Not upon personal reasons. If you love someone upon personal reasons, okay, now they deviate. These people become a Hizbi. He's a Salafi, but you didn't love him because of the Salafi. Someone loved him because of personal reasons. He's his main man. They go together way back, I don't know what reasons. Now, if that person go on the other side, become a Hizbi, big Murtadi, some people still love them, akhi. Why? They're like, because that's my man. Nah, you gotta love. Your love is conditioned, based on moderation. You love them for their obedience, their taqwa. That's what's gonna make it easy for you to hate them for the sake of Allah if they are upon evil and transgression. Likewise, you hate a person because they are upon evil. But if they repent and do good, you still hate them? You can't. MashaAllah, the man is doing good. You gotta love them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But see, sometimes the person hates a person just because he's from another country, from another tribe. That's what they hate him, because he's from another tribe. Even if that person now become a righteous man, a good in Allah, we don't want him. Why? We hate that brother. Why? Why you hate him? I can't tell you. Akhi, give me a problem. He, what's his problem? They can't tell you, simply because their hate is not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not based on principles. Ayna. So the Shaykh, he says, the Muslims, in reality, they should love one another. Ayna. The Prophet says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. قال فالمطلوب هو التحاب بين المسلمين أما أن يتباغضوا فهذا منهي عنه. He says, what is requested and recommended, that the Muslims, they should love one another. You love your brother regardless where he's from. You love him because he's a Muslim upon Islam, upon your religion. As for Muslims hating one another, it's something that is prohibited. You don't just hate a Muslim because for other reasons. No, the hate is for Allah. You love for the sake of Allah, and you hate for the sake of Allah. You don't love for personal reasons, and you hate people for personal reasons, for material things. No, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم قال الشيخ هل يملك الإنسان أن يزيل ما في قلبه من البغض؟ Can a person wipe out the hatred that may find within his heart? kind of person. قال هذا سجية في بعض الناس. He says, yes, some people, they have that within them. They like that. They have that hatred within them. قال لكن إذا أبغضت فلا تعمل بموجب البغض فتضر أخاك. He said, some people are like that. They have that hatred, that inclination to hate somebody. He said, okay, since this is the case, you may, if you find within yourself this, don't act upon it, he says. Yes, you may find yourself hating somebody, but don't act upon it and harm your brother. He said, this is not permissible.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نعم ثم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تدابروا Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he says and do not turn away from one another don't give your back the shaykh he said to one another قال المدابرة هي الإعراض أي إعراض البعض عن البعض الآخر والذي ينبغي يقول الشيخ صالح حفظه الله والذي ينبغي لك أن تستقبل أخاك بالبشر وبالسرور أما أن تعرض عنه وتدبر عنه وتوليه ظهرك فهذا يدل على شر إلا إذا لم يكن فيه إلا الخير فلا تدبر عنه بل أقبل عليه وبش له الشيخ says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم here he says do not turn your back one to another Don't turn away from one another. He said, what the Muslim should do actually is that you meet your brother with a cheerful face. It's not like somebody coming towards you and turn away from him. Your Muslim brother, you know he's upon khair, upon good. You meet them with a cheerful face. Somebody coming towards you, you smile. MashaAllah, yakallah. You treat them nicely, salam. كيف حالك you ask how are you أخي today ما شاء الله بارك الله فيك that's the way we're supposed to deal with one another not like a person coming with a smile and a, when he gets close to a person or two they turn away they turn their back to him this is not from the أخلاق of the Muslims نعم أهل البدع yes if a person known to be upon innovation act upon it call to it don't want to listen to the حق You turn away from these people. You don't shake their hands or nothing. You have nothing to do with them. If you see them coming this way, go the other way, yes. But no regular Muslim or someone who is upon khair, upon good, upon the minhaj al-salafi, just for personal reasons, you're going to like boycott him forever. like certain people do it. They boycott you for 3 years. And me personally, I know a person who has boycotted me since I came here for 3 years right now. And I talked to him 5-6 times. Me personally went to him in person. I don't know if it's not something, a sickness, I don't know what it is. When you go to a person many times, Yahi, what is the case? What's going on? They steal nothing. Not even salam. Pass by you, don't give you salam. And by the way, not just me. I don't even want to mention, I just talk about myself. If I tell you the other brothers who you don't talk to, you're like, subhanAllah, I don't know, what are you going to do? But be patient, alhamdulillah. We give the people advice. Alhamdulillah. That's why they are not in the classes. That's the problem. With that person, don't show up in the classes. So that's the problem. We all feel certain way or the other, but that's what's supposed to help us. Sometimes I be mad at my brother, but subhanAllah, but I come in the class, I may hear a hadith. Now I'm like, subhanAllah, yes. SubhanAllah, that's true. That's ignorance, man. Astaghfirullah. And as soon as finish the class salat, I may text him, call him, akhi, forgive me, barakallahu fi. But ignorance away from the classes, away from ilm and knowledge, nothing. You're like, how are you going to know how to change yourself? Wallahi, knowledge saves us. Sometimes I give you so many examples. It be some friction between two brothers. Then one of them, he's constantly reading, constantly attending classes, and he's like, akhi, forgive me. Even though he was not the one who started it. But the other one is still going on it. Sometimes you find the husband, before he came to the masjid, maybe he wronged his wife in a way or the other, but he came to the masjid. Huh? Not like the one who wanted to Dunkin' Donut and spend like 2 hours drinking coffee, I don't know what. No, he came and sit in the class. Maybe in that class he knows, he heard the imam, the brother who conducted the class, be nice to your wives. Do this ayat, a hadith. What's on his mind? Astaghfirullah, Allah. First thing he's going to do, he's going to send a text message, or please forgive me. But if he was hanging with some people who don't remind him of Allah, he's just going to even come mad at her and chaos, and that's how problems, and that's what makes the difference, knowledge. That's why it's very important for us, Ikhwan, to preserve these classes and attend them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ikhlas and sincerity in everything we do. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslima kathira.